following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio.
Daddy is back in studio.
And now, Doug and Daddy show full strength.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Really? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas.
Everyone's back in studio, so let's get to the Doug and Daddy show.
Y'all ready for this?
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy show, the final one for the month of May. And a lot to talk about. Hope you had a safe Memorial Day weekend, which, of course, was topped off by the storms that went through all of the listening area last night. Sounds like it banged around a few things, but hopefully nothing major. So we're glad to have you on the program today. 888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's the Debt Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Got a lot to talk about on the show today. We're going to talk about the Jim Tressel thing, but from a, I want to take it to a different view. How does it affect Nebraska? How does it affect Bo Pelini? And Tony, could this be a good thing for Nebraska? Because now the spotlight is off Nebraska coming into the Big Ten. All summer, media days, prepping for that game against Ohio State, there will be focus on Nebraska in the conference, but more focus will now be on all the problems at Ohio State. Can this new interim coach do a good job to get the head coaching job at the end of the year? The focus is now no longer Nebraska.
Well, I don't think the focus, you know, since these allegations have come out has maybe been Nebraska, or the onus certainly hasn't been on Nebraska entering this league. It's been focused around Ohio State, but this is so much negative talk. I think it's not a disaster for Nebraska, but you enter a conference with so much negativity going on and so many bad things being said, and this is an absolute disaster with more and more. The Sports Illustrated piece, if you have not saw it, it's 10 pages long, folks. It takes a long time to get through it, but it is devastating, and obviously bad things went on there for a long, long time. How did they turn a blind eye to this?
We're going to disagree on this, and not from the point of Jim Tressel not saying things to the NCAA. No, bad things did not happen at Ohio State. The only bad thing that happened at Ohio State was Jim Tressel lied to the NCAA. Kids getting tattoos, that's not a bad thing. Kids getting rid of clothing and rings that they're not going to want, that's not a bad thing. They're not now. There is one indication in this article that one player may have got some marijuana for trading it in. These kids aren't doing now. According to any of this, they're not doing drugs. They're not killing people. They're not beating up their girlfriends. They're not having domestic violence issues. They're getting tattoos and getting rid of gold pants. Okay, Jim Tressel got fired because he lied to the NCAA.
There's also cars involved. There's also cash involved. There's also people turning a blind eye and people not going to class.
Does Bob Stoops still have his job? Did Rhett Bomar not accept cars at a dealership? Okay, I mean,
and immediately he was terminated from the team.
Not Bob Stoops.
Rhett Bomar was
one of those three coaches that survived this. I saw the stat that 78 of 81 coaches that have been accused of similar misconduct, if that's the word, have lost their jobs, fired, or resigned. I mean, this is going on all over the place. Now, I understand what's going on. I feel bad that Jim Tressel has resigned because I don't know if this will turn things over. And in just a second, we're going to head out to the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and Doug LaMaurice is going to join us. Plus, coming up on the show today, Randy Hubert, Aurora head football coach. He is coaching the Shrine game. This is as early as it's ever been played. So that game is coming up Saturday. We'll talk with both of the coaches. Mark Waller is set to join us tomorrow. Randy Hubert's going to join us today. And then towards the end of the program, the Cox Classic. We had a big weekend of outdoor activity and golf, so thought it'd be a good idea to have Chad Martson, the tournament director of the Cox Classic, on. But we didn't know that we were going to have breaking news today. We've got the NBA Finals. We've got the NASCAR and the Indy 500 weirdness that happened over the weekend. All of that is still to come, but obviously all anybody could talk about. And it was a slow sports day, which makes already everybody sick and tired of the Jim Tressel deal.
Yeah, and we're going to head right now to the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Doug LaMaurice joins us right now. Doug, how are you today? Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, Doug, it's just everybody. I laughed because everybody was texting and talking last night. Hey, did you hear Jim Tressel got fired resigned in a sarcastic mood, as if this is already old news. How is it playing out today in Cleveland?
Well, I'm actually based down here in Columbus, so I'm sort of in the eye of the storm here. And, you know, it's part of it. Has moved on already to what's going to happen with Terrell Pryor, the quarterback and his future at Ohio State. But I do think there's still some division among the fans. Some think Jim Tressel should have lost his job months ago when this first came out in March, that he committed these violations when it was first announced in March. Some think that the administration should still be standing behind him and that they should still be waiting to face the NCAA in August as scheduled. So I'm going to be curious to see if there remains any kind of division in the fan base ahead, because there are lots of people who, you know, at any school, you love the school, you love the program, no matter who the coach is, no matter who the players are, you love the program and the school first. But there are also lots of people who really got attached to Jim Tressel and what he stood for, what they thought he stood for. And they're upset that he's not the coach anymore. So, you know, people are really still sorting through their feelings, but I think that's going to be going on for months, because we're going to be going through this stuff for months. So, you know, Jim Tressel losing his job is not the end of this by any stretch of the imagination.
Doug, with the penalties that were imposed to USC, does Ohio State think, uh-oh, big trouble is ahead for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's certainly people wondering about, you know, sort of what is the culture of the NCAA now. Are they going to offer more severe penalties to schools in these situations? So I think most of all, they were worried about the brand at Ohio State. The Board of Trustees was worried about what the perception of the university was with the constant negative coverage, and that was what directly led to Jim Tressel's resignation at this moment. But certainly the NCAA issues are ahead. It helps Ohio State that they've self-reported along the way. It doesn't help that if these latest potential violations that have been written about, if they are proven by the NCAA that the scope is larger, then you are talking about a potential lack of institutional control if things are bigger than they seemed in December. They aren't facing a lack of institutional control charge at the moment. That was not part of the notice of allegations that came down a couple weeks ago. So I think that is what they are most worried about at this point, that it's going to be broader than this. It's going to be more than focused on Jim Tressel. And I think they wanted to, you know, maybe the school wanted to separate itself from Jim Tressel, but I think there also is some legitimate fear about, you know, what could be proven ahead to show that this is not the isolated incident that the athletic director in December said it was.
Doug LaMaurice of the Cleveland Plain Dealer covering the Ohio State Buckeyes joining us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, what was your reaction to what you read in the Sports Illustrated article that is out today?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly, you know, it's not good for Ohio State. I was wondering if that article, which was talked about so much, would maybe have a direct sort of firsthand Jim Tressel directly committing violations by, you know, his direct actions, whereas that wasn't part of it. It was more sort of the continued pattern of maybe this ignorance is bliss idea that, you know, things going on that he should have known about or did know about and didn't do anything about. So problematic, obviously. Again, that's what we're talking about, the larger scope of things. If this tattoos for memorabilia exchange is larger than the six players as originally reported in December, and if there was a culture of that, that's a big problem. But in the end, good reporting, certainly respect the work, but really maybe not quite what I think some Ohio State fans maybe feared it would be from the talk ahead of time.
The Terrell Pryor, that name keeps popping up. When mm-hmm. he says things, when he arrives on campus, says, whether as a good kid or not, you all are still here. And just the general arrogance of him, what's his maturity level been like since arriving there until now?
Well, I mean, there certainly have been enough little instances here and there where he did not handle himself in public the way many Ohio State fans would have hoped he would, whether it was, you know, wearing Michael Vick's name on his eye black at a game, just sometimes the comments he made. I mean, I think it's hard to get on 20-year-old kids too much for not being great in front of reporters and not having great public speaking skills. That's, you know, I don't think I had great public speaking skills when I was 20 either. But it's your actions, it's how you handle yourself. That certainly is fair game in big-time college athletics. That's part of the deal. You know you're under the spotlight. So he was more scrutinized than any player probably in Ohio State history just because of the day and age that we're in, and that he was the first freshman to start a quarterback since Art Schliester in 1978. He was the number one recruit in the country. They knew that coming in. They thought they had a plan for him to help him get through this. And clearly it, in a lot of ways, has not gone as planned for Ohio State. So I wrote about it today on Cleveland.com that in the end, I think what the problem was more for Ohio State is the way Jim Tressel treated Terrell Pryor. And I think he saw Terrell Pryor as a special player. I think he gave Terrell Pryor special treatment. And in the end, that Jim Tressel went down protecting Terrell Pryor. Maybe he would have protected any player, maybe. But that he went down protecting Terrell Pryor, I don't think would be a surprise to anybody. So it's that relationship between the coach and the star player that sort of was the undoing here. And I don't know if it's exactly fair to blame Terrell Pryor for it, but I certainly think you can sort of blame that relationship.
Doug LaMaurice of the Cleveland Plain Dealer with us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, obviously Nebraska fans are going to have a different view of this. We started the show off. I commented that I thought now the spotlight or the big story of the summer I thought was going to be Nebraska coming into the Big Ten Conference when we got to football season. Obviously, that's probably not going to be the case now with Ohio State. Steve Sipple wrote in the Lincoln Journal Star this morning, why would someone like Bo Pelini, whose name is going to be brought up, I heard it yesterday right after Urban Meyer, why would someone want to jump into this mess was kind of the whole point of the deal. How big a mess is it?
Well, I mean, that remains to be seen. It depends, I mean, I think entirely on what the NCAA sanctions are. If you're talking about major loss of scholarships, if you're talking about a multi-year bowl ban, that is not that is not a great situation for anybody to do. If you're not going to be able to be Ohio State, you know, because recruits are going to be scared away by the bowl ban. You're not going to be able to bring in the quantity of elite players that you typically do. That's going to change the game. If they don't get that, well, you know, I mean, it's, I think, undeniably one of the top probably five jobs in the country in terms of recruiting base, facilities, tradition, and the ability to succeed. And the thing that you don't know, and I don't know this about Bo Pelini, I don't know it about Urban Meyer. I mean, there's so many coaches in the country with Ohio roots. You know, whether it's Bo Pelini playing at Ohio State or Urban Meyer growing up, you know, as a fan of Woody Hayes and walking around with a Buckeye nut in his pocket. You know, I mean, Bob Stoops. I mean, you can run through the list of guys with Ohio ties. You don't know what they feel about Ohio State in their heart. And so I do think it's fair sometimes that if you really, if you've always sort of in the back of your mind wanted that job, if you don't take it now, maybe it's not perfect, but if you don't take it now and the guy who does get it does a good job and is around for at least 10 years, you know, maybe you'll never get another shot at it. So as long as the sanctions aren't crippling, I have to imagine some of these coaches, whether it's Bo Pelini or somebody else, and again, you guys have much more in-depth knowledge of Bo Pelini than I do, I'm going to imagine some of these coaches with Ohio ties who do have some affinity for Ohio State would be interested if it's not completely blown up by the NCAA.
Tell me about Luke Fickell. Has this guy got a chance?
You know, he's got a chance. Again, that's sort of the same thing that, you know, say he wins 11 games and goes to a BCS bowl, I still don't know that you automatically give him the job because, again, you're hoping to make a hire for the next 10 years. And if you can have established head coaches with more experience, maybe more of a pedigree, more of a potential to entice recruits, you know, I think you would still look at that no matter how good of a job Luke Fickell does. I mean, he's a Buckeye through and through. He not only played at Ohio State, he grew up in Columbus. I mean, he's been on the staff for 9 years. He's able to, you know, sort of has a hard edge to him, can get after guys a little bit, but still has great relationships with them. Only 37 years old, has long been viewed as a future head coach. People always speculated him as a potential Trestle successor. A lot of people thought maybe you have to leave, go have some success at like a MAC school or a smaller school, and then set yourself up as a guy who has head coaching experience. So 5, 6, 8 years down the line when Jim Tressel does end his career, then you have a chance. Well, you know, obviously the timetable's accelerated, and he's got the chance now. So I think he's a very good guy for the transition when you're trying to find some continuity in the chaos. But no matter how well he does, you know, it's going to be hard to stack up to some of the resumes of other guys out there if some of those other head coaches that I speculated about would have interest, you know, after this season.
Doug, if Jim Tressel would not have lied, I heard Bob Lee ask this question yesterday. If Jim Tressel wouldn't have lied, wouldn't have sent the email to between him and the lawyers, wouldn't have went to Terrell Pryor's mentor, would have went immediately to compliance, immediately to the university officials, is he the head coach or does he resign yesterday?
Oh, I think he's definitely the head coach. I mean, the worst-case scenario in that, I would say, is 4 or 5-game suspension for the players involved, and it would have taken place last season. It would have happened at the beginning of last season. And frankly, they probably could have gotten through those 4 or 5 games without a loss last year. And then you certainly could have had the same media scrutiny, the same outside investigations that turned up, for instance, the Sports Illustrated story yesterday that has turned up the potential of players getting car discounts that is now being investigated. Those things still could have happened. And all that's coming down now still could have happened. But then you would have had a head coach in front of it saying, who told the truth, who turned it in, saying, we were unaware of this. We are going to make sure this doesn't happen anymore. We are embarrassed that this has been the case. This does not live up to Ohio State standards. When the first that we got wind of it, we immediately acted, and we will take our penalties now as a university and as a program. We'll take it together, and we'll move forward. And Jim Tressel, for turning over those emails, for immediately stepping forward, would have been a guy who could have been a leader, you know, not viewed as someone who lied, but viewed as someone who maybe didn't know what was going on, but he could have led Ohio State through this instead of being taken down by it. So everything wouldn't have been okay. There still would have been issues, but I think Jim Tressel's position would have been 180 degrees potentially from what it is now.
Well, Doug, we sure appreciate your insight and giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get back on the trail, and we'll look forward to keeping an eye on this story and seeing you as we get closer to actually playing some football this fall.
Yeah, looking forward to coming out there for that night game for the first time. It should be fun. I don't know if Terrell Pryor is going to be there or not, but I know I will be.
I'll bet they got 11 on each side. Ohio State will. Hey, Doug, thanks for the time. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Okay.
From the Cleveland Plain dealer, Doug Laborese, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Anything that you want to react to, we're here, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper Inbox, home of the Armor Lining. If the hail took care of you a little bit last night, they can help you out. At the Dent Popper, on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, the email address hasn't changed. Doug and, you spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Quick thought.
Well, I don't know if I got a quick thought. I just think for all that's going down, these other reports that are coming out, to say it's just about tattoos, when you read on, when people start showing up that have no means to be driving around, what's the first thing when you see a college kid driving a Jaguar? Everybody says, gosh, what's his dad do? Everybody says, well, obviously, he comes from a luxury family. They do nice things. What's the first thing when you see a high school kid show up in a Chevy Tahoe that's brand freaking new? You want, oh, there's Timmy. What's Timmy's dad do? Well, when you got football players that come from inner cities that they don't have a pot to piss in, and they're driving around in cars like these, and you're the head coach at Ohio State, you don't ask any questions? I just don't understand what Tressa was doing. To rig contests after reading Bible verses to him in the morning, you're rigging contests so the star players get jerseys. Just give the star player a jersey. Don't look scummy about it.
Let me just again point out a couple things. Everything that is in that Sports Illustrated article, don't believe it as fact. All right? Who are the people that they're interviewing? Prison. Yeah, they're real high, outstanding, upstanding members of the community, businesses that have closed, dealing drugs. They're looking for a handout. Oh, all of a sudden they didn't get everything they wanted from these Ohio State players. Maybe I'll get back at them a little bit. Don't believe every single word that's in these articles, because a lot of that says, oh, we couldn't get a hold of this guy. We couldn't get a hold of that guy. And we don't have fact, but this is what this, you know, guy asked us, or this guy told us. So there's a lot more out there, and I guess we're just going to have to stay online here. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's going on?
Not much. Listen, you know, I am not buying Urban Meyer at all, because Ohio State, their next coach, in my mind, I mean, if you get it, it's my opinion, you know, it's worth 2 cents maybe, not even that. He needs to come in. The next coach of Ohio State needs to come in and clean this up. And Urban Meyer, if you remember, I mean, how many people got arrested during his time down there? I mean, how many DUIs? And I can't even, I mean, it was like he was leading the SEC, I know for that, I'm pretty sure for that. But I think he was leading the NCAA Division I, whatever you call it now, with arrests and, you know, players getting in trouble. So Urban Meyer, he's a great coach. He wins, but, you know, his players, less than honest at times, and I just don't think that's the fit Ohio State's looking for. And I'll just hang up and listen to your comments.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. I don't think this is a major cleanup job. I think this is pretty simple. Quit doing it. Again, it's not like something they need counseling for or time that they're going to be serving on probation or getting out of prison. None of these offenses, again, so somebody gave you a car. Yeah, probably take it. Somebody gave you a tattoo. Again, none of these are things that you need to be sent away for. I mean, you come in, you say, listen, guys, this happens to anybody. You're out the door. It just doesn't even matter. There's no one strike. There's no three strikes and you're out. There's one time. It's not a major cleanup process.
Doug, of 28 people on your football team, which is reported.
Yeah. Bye-bye, 28 guys. That's fine.
Okay,
so
that's
get rid of the 28 guys.
Okay, that's
you
a
got another 125 on the team. You got another 25 coming in this recruiting class. Move on. I'm not saying that it's going to keep them at 10 wins. I mean, they might have a down year or two. No doubt about it. Still Ohio State. Bruce Furniture fan line.
John from Kearney.
John, what's up?
Well, you know, you got on this deal with Stoops being the coach when –
Brett Bomar got...
I didn't get on a deal. I just brought it
up. Yeah, you did. You got on it, and it was one player. And what happened? He dismissed the one player. Ohio State is not going to dismiss 28 players and look silly. So they're going to make a scapegoat out of Tressel. I think he's the Jim Baker of the college football world, lying, flat out lying to people about what he did and taking money. It's just, it's no better than what Jim Baker did in the ministry. It's no different whatsoever. So, and Daddy, I know Daddy got tons of stuff, even though he didn't play any college ball. He still got all kinds of, you know, beneficial things that the other kids didn't get. So, and it shows.
I hung out with some people. Yeah, I got some stuff. Mostly booze and pot.
Let's take a break. We're back on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice, because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
We'll see mostly sunny skies today with winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles an hour, high temperature of 80 degrees. Tonight, skies become partly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered showers or storms late, low around 55. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 15.
Right now, 66.
Sorry for the times that I left you home. I was on the road and you were alone. I'm sorry for the times that I had to go. I'm sorry for the fact that I did not know that you were sitting home just wishing we.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, before the end of the show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to have that for you, so don't forget that's coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show as well. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, then you're eligible. That's what you are. Eligible.
Got a little NBA Finals action going on tonight, Doug.
I know we're not gonna get to everything we want. And while we make connections with our next guest, let's do this. I'll make my prediction right now. I'm taking the Heat. I agree with these guys. Why can't we play 2-2-1-1-1? It's not like Dallas and Miami or Boston to LA. I wish we could play 2-2-1-1-1. That would have a lot better chance to getting you into a Game 7, I believe. But I think it's gonna be a good series, but I'll take Miami. And I'll take Miami in 6, just like they beat them last time, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, I think they'll split the first two games And Miami will go back home for game six up 3-2.
I'm gonna differ, and I'm gonna think that this is they're gonna turn the tables, and I'm gonna take Dirk, and who's got the hot hand. I'm gonna ride Mark Cuban one more time.
And here's
it's
one
been
of
5 years since they did it.
Here's one of those things too, Daddy. This is a rare occurrence where you get a final or a matchup in any sport. I don't care who wins. I think it would be great for either team. I'm in the minority here pulling for Miami after all the crap they've been taking from everybody since LeBron said he was going down there. It's no different than what a lot of teams do, including the New York Yankees, and they do it with more players. So, again, everybody knows my dislike for the Yankees, so I don't see a major difference with what Miami did. And LeBron is a great, great player. Now, anybody that when they get bored over this last week with no playoffs, talking and comparing him to Michael Jordan, get back to me in 6 years when he's at least walked into the same building, because he's not even in the same building right now, all right? He's a great player, and I think he's the best player right now. But everybody wants to – really? Better than Jordan now? No. And secondly, Dirk Nowitzki. Mark Cuban would be fun. He's been good to the media, I suppose, is more reason than any.
Miami, by the way, listed as a 4.5-point favorite for tonight's contest as they get action started.
You had the Dale Earnhardt Jr. running out of gas in the NASCAR, and I only bring that up because we will mention for 30 seconds here what went on in the Indy 500. You got to feel bad there. Getting ready to celebrate, and all of a sudden, bam! Oh, hell! Half my car's gone! What just happened?
And then if you fail to realize, J.R. Hildebrand's the one that piled it up into the fourth corner there, going down the straightaway. If I did not realize this till after the race, not listening to all the post race. If the caution flag goes up a half a second sooner, he still wins the race because the cars remain where they are. And that's a freak deal, too. I mean, I think it's a 50. Yeah, it happened quick. But when there's a wreck like that and somebody notices it, boom, the caution goes up.
There's a wreck farther back in the pack is what you were saying.
Boom, the caution goes up. Weldon would not have been around him yet. Thus, he would have been the winner, and he would have been the champion, although being the, you know, it just happened so fast. Dan Weldon had been so close before.
It's appalling.
His team celebrates.
It's a Vandeveld moment.
Yes.
It's a Vandeveld moment. And we take Vandeveld to transition in.
Oh, there
transition
you go.
In. Now, I'm not sure that the winner of the first major of the year gets the automatic berth to the Cox Classic, but I'll talk to Chad Martz, the tournament director, about that. Because, I mean, you win the Ord Open this weekend. That should be kind of an automatic qualifier, I would think. We've been working on the paperwork. But, hey, saw last week that part of the good news is the Cox Classic will be back on television, and we're getting closer to the arrival the first week in August of the Cox Classic on the Nationwide Tour. And Chad Martison, who joins us again on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Chad, good morning. How are things?
Good morning, guys. Things are going great. How's it going?
Well, we're looking forward to, nice weather finally. It's been tough to get out and play a little bit, but I saw that, and I wanted to get your thoughts right away about the importance. I remember when we were down there last year for Media Day, the Cox Classic wasn't on television. A lot of people didn't know that you and each event has to come up with the money or the sponsorship money to get it televised, to pay the Golf Channel or whatever channel it is, but in this case, that's the story, and that has happened again this year, and that's a big boost for the tournament.
Yeah, it's huge for all of us. It really is. Last year was kind of sad that we weren't on TV, but like you said, a lot of people don't realize we have to write a fairly significant check to come up with that TV coverage, as does pretty much every event. PGA Tour champions, Nationwide Tour, you name it. There's a few exceptions, but most events have to come up with that money. Cox Communications really went to bat for us. They have a pretty significant partnership as a cable provider, obviously, with Comcast, who owns the Golf Channel. And through that partnership, they were able to work out some details that I don't even have, actually. But they were able to come to an understanding, and as a result, I think Nebraska benefits, Omaha benefits. You know, we all benefit by having this on TV.
Chad's still a couple months away. When do the sponsors' exemptions, when do we announce those? You guys have had some relatively big names in the past to play in your tournament added to the field.
Well, yeah, and thank you for that compliment. I appreciate that. We try to put a lot of thought and effort into who our sponsor exemptions are going to be. We only have four, two restricted, two unrestricted. I won't get into the painful details of what distinguishes each one, because they are painful, let me tell you. But it's a long, drawn-out process, and we're hoping to have that process solidified here within probably the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Got an idea?
You want me to give you a little heads up on who's coming? Well, I tell you what. Here's what I can do.
Okay.
we typically go with on our unrestricted spots, and those are spots that can be given out to almost anybody, really. There's some handicap stuff that they have to meet for qualification, but it could be given out to anybody. We typically, with those two spots, go one person of local note, and we have a really good, solid person in that regard. We're still working out details. And then the other one, we try to get somebody with some national flavor, ideally have some local connections or, you know, just be a big name, that kind of thing. And I think we're well on our way on that one as well. So you'll see somebody with really, really solid local ties, and you'll see somebody, hopefully they'll have a pretty big name and will become somebody someday. That's the other thing. We like to use these sponsor exemptions as a springboard to bigger and better things, and that's happened quite often. So that's really one of our major, I guess, criteria when we're looking at these folks. So.
Daddy, I wonder if the local connection, you know, might have had a story written about him in the World Herald in the last week, might hit 400-yard drives, has been a guest on this show in the past, has a nickname that would just send the girls swooning, Blonde Bomber. I don't know if he ever grew up in O'Neill, but we'll find out. I don't know if John Hurley could be one of those kids, but I know since you can't name names, he's probably one of them that has to be under consideration.
He is most definitely on the consideration list. And I can't name names, confirm or deny anything, but you know, obviously he's got some skills, and he would be the type of player that we would look at pretty hard. Yep.
Chad Martison joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, tournament director of the Cox Classic. Any other new things that are going on with this year's tournament?
You know, a lot of new things, nothing really, really huge, but, you know, it's a challenge every year to make the tournament bigger and better, especially with dwindling budgets and economies and all that kind of good stuff. So you'll see a lot of changes at the event this year, probably nothing that sticks out, you know, huge, but it's my goal that when somebody, you know, comes out to our event, they look around and they go, wow, you know, it just got bigger and better. I'm not sure how they did it, but it just got bigger and better. So you'll see some different things. You'll see some new tenting. You'll see some new methods of roping. You'll see some, you know, things that you can't necessarily put your finger on or, you know, the common, you know, attendee or patron would look at and necessarily know, but everybody will be able to look at the event and go, you know, wow, they did it again. It's bigger, it's better. So that's really what we're looking at this year. We've got a few things in the works that will be new additions that I can't name until they're signed on the dotted line, but some really exciting things, some new restaurants that are going to be out on course. And we're always looking at ways to do up number 9, which is one of the most exciting holes out there. Drivable par 4, you see a whole lot of eagles. Of course, we do dollar beverage specials when somebody makes an eagle for 45 minutes, and it gets to be pretty crazy. I'm sure you've maybe visited number 9 once or twice. You know, you probably know what I'm talking about. But we're always looking at ways to improve upon that, adding skyboxes to 9, adding more square footage of viewing area and that kind of thing. So it'll definitely be an improvement this year.
Chad, this tournament's known for people going very, very low, very, 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 very deep on this golf course. Are there ways to tighten up this golf course to make this golf course harder by whether it's lengthening holes, eliminating some of the fairway and making it into rough, or are you doing things of that nature, or do you like the low scores?
You know, I guess the answer is yes on both of those. I mean, there's always things that we look at to toughen up the course a little bit. You know, you grow the rough and you try to shave the greens as much as you can. And weather probably plays the biggest role in that. Obviously, you get a little bit of wind, especially if it's a strange wind. It's an east or a west wind, not the north wind. You know, it's a much different course in those environments. So you kind of pray for that. But then the other side of that, you're exactly right. We love seeing birdies. We love seeing eagles. We love seeing people go low. Not only is it fun to watch, you know, frankly. I mean, I like seeing birdies. I don't like seeing people scramble to make par. You know, I like seeing low scores. But it also really, in my mind, greatly qualifies the winner to go on to bigger and better things. I mean, if they're able to come out and shoot those low numbers, I mean, total par relative of 2023, you know, whatever it is, those people tend to go on to do bigger and better things because they can put the ball in the hole. So we're a little bit of both, quite frankly. You know, we try to toughen it up a little bit, but these guys are so good. They're so long. They putt so well, such great short games. You know, they're incredible players. You know, half the time we just sit back and watch them make birdies and eagles.
Chad Martinson with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, we'll have some giveaways on the show and ways that you can attend the Cox Classic on our network of stations coming up before the tournament, August 1st through the 7th. And, Chad, what about what you're seeing on the Nationwide Tour right now? I know it's way too far out to know who's going to be coming into the tournament, but some of those names that have bounced back and forth between the PGA and the Nationwide, like Chopra, like Gauguin, Matt Gauguin, they're all at the top of the leaderboard right now as far as the money list.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you look at the top, especially the top 50 right now on the money list, that's a pretty exciting list. You know, I mean, it's a mixed bag. You obviously want to see these players go on to do, you know, bigger and better on the big tour, but you know, when they come back, we're pretty happy about that too. It adds to the event. More than likely, we'll have a lot of past winners here. You know, with Gauguin and you know, with Gore and maybe even Charles Warren. Who knows? You know, we'll have a good list of past winners. But God, there's so much young talent on that tour. It's so amazing. I tell you what, the thing that I watch more than almost anything is I watch the PGA Tour and how these players are doing on the PGA Tour. And certainly Keegan Bradley this weekend, you know, he showed us exactly what these players are capable of, even at a young age. I mean, what is he, 23, 24 years old? And just showed incredible poise coming down the stretch. And, you know, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say he learned everything on the Nationwide Tour, but it, you know, it certainly has become a proving ground for the PGA Tour, and we love that.
Folks, if you've never attended the Cox Classic, they compare it on the Nationwide Tour to the Phoenix Open. It is a Mardi Gras of golf on the Nationwide Tour, and we are pleased to once again have Chad Martinson join us. Chad, thanks so much for the time. Hey, have a great, great summer. We'll visit with you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Look forward to having you in Omaha.
All right. Sounds good, Chad. Chad Martinson, Tournament Director of the Cox Classic. Go to their website for more information. Defending champion Danny Lee's in the top 10 right now on the Nationwide Tour, so good things coming again for those at the Cox Classic. And don't forget all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. If you are ready for lunch any time of the day, then stop into BK because the full menu is served all morning long, or check out the croissant, which is 2 for $3 every morning for breakfast at 2 locations in Kearney and Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, back with more, and hopefully Randy Hubert, the head coach at Aurora, finishing up some work and practice at the Shrine Bowl. We'll do all that next.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see mostly sunny skies today with winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles an hour, high temperature of 80 degrees. Tonight, skies become partly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered showers or storms late, low around 55. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 15. Right now, 66.
Today's edition of our Car Talk segment on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan joins us once again from Midway and the Midway Auto Dealership. We've been telling you for quite a while how things are good when you come in to be part of their hassle-free pricing that's going on and to buy a new vehicle or a pre-owned certified vehicle. But Ryan, what about after the sale? It's not like, okay, thanks, we'll see you. No, you take care of them from car washes to oil changes to roadside maintenance. It's part of what hassle-free pricing is.
Yeah, exactly. You know, after the customer buys a car, wonderful. They've got the car. We want to make sure that they stay with us, and they know we're going to take care of them. So we went ahead, and when we did this hassle-free pricing, we really came out with what we call the hassle-free advantage. And a part of that advantage is you get your first year's maintenance free. Whether it's new, whether it's used, doesn't matter. We're going to take care of you after the sale. And then every Saturday morning from 8 to 11, we'll probably have to extend the hours soon because it's starting to get busy, free car washes for life. Bring down your car. If you got the Think Midway sticker on the back, you get your car washed.
Outstanding. And of course, you've got no charge warranty on the pre-owned certification, roadside assistance. You've got folks there at Midway that are willing to help, that sell the car, that work on the car, that'll come out and help you if you need it. That's two great staffs at two locations.
Yeah, but we're excited for the whole advantage to come out hassle-free from the purchase till after the sale.
Ryan, always appreciate you giving us some time. We're looking forward to getting into June here with some great deals at Midway.
Thanks so much.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tom fires into the Dent Popper inbox here. Hey, guys, I wonder what that idiot Herb Street is thinking today as his precious Ohio State football program is going up in flames. Well, if you've listened to any of the radio or the TV, I guess you know what he thinks. He thinks this is what had to happen. He thought that a long time ago. Well, Spielman thought it a long time ago. I mean, they all wish this wouldn't have happened, but they are not surprised by it. They know it probably had to happen, and they hope that they can work their way through it and get back to being Ohio State, or the Ohio State, as Buckeye alum are used to saying. And Herb Street's not an idiot. Just because he bashed Nebraska one time when they had the all-time college football head-to-head, Herb Street's not an idiot. Herb Street's good. You don't like Herb Street.
He bashed Nebraska once, no.
You want to bash somebody, bash that Mark May. Goes on there yesterday and just, you know, blah, 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 blah. Mark May. Hey, Mark, who's the Goomba that you set by every Saturday? The cheating Lou Holtz. I don't want to hear Mark May. God, I listened yesterday and just yelled at the TV.
Got a little Tuesday Troutman's trivia coming at you, Doug.
Duh. Why wouldn't you?
You know what a high-end ticket for this NBA Finals is going for? Face value, high-end ticket. What is it?
For tonight's game, $1,500.
The game's at Miami, $29,413, courtside seat. The game's at Dallas, $24,500. Low-end ticket, at least in Miami, you can sit up in the rafters for $145 face value. But in Dallas, $309 is the face value of your ticket. $309. That's a little expensive to take the wife and the kids, see an NBA final game. I'll be honest with you. A little bit out of my price range. Might have to break out the credit card for that one. pay that off over the next 6 or 7 years.
You think? Let's do it now. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. We'll ask a trivia question. If you get it right, $25 gift card to Troutman's, a grill's best friend, where it's finally grilling season. They've got the USDA certified Angus steaks aged for at least 30 days. They've got all the great food that you could possibly want as you head into grilling season, and of course, snack sticks and anything that you want to take along with you on the road. Let's go to the phone lines, and who are we chatting with today?
Sean.
Sean, how's it going? Daddy, fire a question.
Sean, I'm going to stay with the NBA. How many titles in major sports does the city of Dallas have?
What?
I'm thinking.
You got a guess?
Five.
That is incorrect. Great guess. Try again. 1-888-455-3776.
Who are we chatting with?
This is Bob.
Bob, Daddy, ask him a question about the NBA, I think is what you're on.
Well, I'm asking a question about the NBA, but the town of Miami, the city of Miami, how many titles in major sports do they have?
Well, let's try 4.
That is incorrect.
888-455-ESPN. I'm going to go a different way when it's my turn. Is that okay?
That's great.
Who are we chatting with?
It's Keith.
I didn't catch that. What was that?
This is Keith.
Keith. Okay. Jim Tressel out at Ohio State. Woody Hayes, of course, famously ousted at Ohio State for punching a player in the Gator Bowl. What team were they playing in the 78 Gator Bowl?
No idea. I'll guess Alabama.
No, try back, Keith. 888-455-ESPN. Was it too easy?
No.
Okay, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, here's your question
I want Doug's question.
here's your question from Daddy.
Hey, Jeremy, the field of 64 was announced in baseball. This team has just extended and has a record-holding streak of 39th consecutive tournament appearance. Who is that team in college baseball?
Cal State Fullerton.
That is incorrect. 1-888-455-3776.
Who are we chatting with?
Lauren.
Lauren, who has the longest active streak in baseball of making the Division I tournament?
Let's go with Miami.
Lauren, you're a winner. That is correct. Right? 39 in a row.
All right.
39 in a row.
Good job, Lauren. Good job.
Sometimes it's good to be lucky, ain't it?
Yes, because I didn't know the answer. We'll swing you over to Merritt. He'll let you know how you can pick up your gift card, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Wow, Major League Baseball is going on, but so is Division I baseball. Virginia, the overall number one seed in the tournament. Some people didn't like their draw. They have to like Creighton's draw, from what I heard yesterday. They're going out to Oregon State, and Oregon State maybe not the most powerful number one seed. Creighton, the number two seed, will play Georgia. They'll get a test against a 500 SEC school. Oregon State plays Arkansas Little Rock. And, Daddy, this tells you how bad the Big Ten is in baseball. Illinois is their conference champion. Let me tell you who the number four seeds are in these regionals. Navy. There's 16 teams that are four seeds. Navy, San Francisco, Oral Roberts, Alcorn State. Why aren't the Huskers scheduling these people? Bethune-Cookman, Wright State, Sacred Heart, Georgia Southern, Manhattan, Austin Peay. Now, New Mexico is 20-39. They got in because of the automatic bid. They're a four seed. Princeton, Belmont, Arkansas Little Rock, Maine, and Illinois, your Big Ten champion. 15 putzes and Illinois. I know they're not all putzes, but I mean, they're schools that you don't play.
But you look at their record, they're 28-25. That's as good as it gets.
But they won a BCS conference, and they are a four seed playing Cal State Fullerton in with Kansas State. Texas A&M and Texas are hosting regionals. Baylor, Oklahoma State are number two seeds. And then you got Kansas State, a number three seed. And how about Missouri? They get beat in the Big 12 championship game in extra innings by a home run from Texas A&M, and they don't get in to the national tournament. Kansas State did. I didn't see that coming. I've got to wonder why Missouri was out and Kansas State was in. We need to take a final break unless you've got something you want to say.
No, I was just gonna give the other trivia.
Oh, you gotta give me some
titles in major sports. The Cowboys, of course, have 5 titles. Everybody knows that, but you're forgetting one Stanley Cup. So they've got 6. Miami
controversial Stanley Cup. Brett Hall skate and crease.
Mm.
Yeah.
God, you know meaningless sport. Good stuff. Miami, 5. The Heat have 1. The Dolphins have 2 Super Bowls, and the Marlins have 2 World Series. So there's 5 there.
Wow, that's crazy stuff. And Clemson. Woody Hayes, when he punched a player, he was from Clemson. Now we'll take that break, and when we come back, Daddy's reaction to his favorite Husker no longer being a Husker. Back after this.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, there's a good reason.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Hey everyone, Doug Duda here. There is something big happening in our area, and I wanted to personally tell you about it. It's the folks over at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You spoke, and they've listened. Both Midway locations have now made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. And I'm proud to introduce hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations and you can feel confident that you got the best price. The values don't end there. You'll also get a lifetime of car washes and your first year's maintenance free. It's hassle-free pricing, free car washes, and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac in Kearney, or online, as always, at thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
The Dallas Mavericks have prevailed.
Both the Mavs and Heat finished off their opponent 4-1 in the conference finals.
That's it! The Miami Heat have won the Eastern Conference Championship.
Now we head to Miami for Game 1 of the NBA Finals.
Another 3 is up and in.
Mavericks Heat, Game 1 tonight at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see mostly sunny skies today with winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles an hour, high temperature of 80 degrees. Tonight, skies become partly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered showers or storms late, low around 55. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 15. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy, how about this? UNK baseball team. Remember, they were 1-1 away from making the national tournament?
Yes.
Winona State made the national tournament, had to play that first game on Saturday afternoon against powerhouse Central Missouri. Central Missouri was the first team eliminated from the tournament. Winona State 4, Central Missouri 3, and then Central got beat out by Millersville 1-0. Winona State then has beaten Mount Olive 9-3. Winona State is 1 win away from playing for the national championship Saturday in Cary, North Carolina. Mount Olive and Millersville, they play the split bracket. Mount Olive and Millersville will play. The winner would have to beat Winona State twice. Winona State needs to win one more to make the national championship. The other bracket is playing their second-round games today, including Grand Valley State, which I know you'll be happy to hear, lost in the first round.
All right, good for them. As a Loper fan, you should be cheering for Winona State, although that does leave a pit in your stomach saying, oh, gosh, we're that close.
Finally, Daddy, it appears that Cody Green is asking for his transfer when he told everybody he wouldn't. But yet, after the spring game, we came on this show and said he's not going to see the field unless something catastrophic happens.
No, and then there's the reports out there that he's going to try and go to Boise State, and that, and you know, that's been all over message boards, and that's a throwing offense. It's one of the knocks against him. He can't throw. I just square peg round hole. I don't understand. I think he's a super athlete, and I wish you could find a way to get him on the field. It'll be probably at receiver or H-back or something. Maybe we're that deep at receiver, we can't find a place to get him on the field.
Well,
so good there a year ago.
Well, that's the only place you could even consider. But I don't know. I don't know. We like Cody. He's a good player. Everything is good. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't know what went all of a sudden would have changed his mind. I would have thought right after the spring game he could announce that, so he could have made the move in the summer. And
let's do our big deli three words of the week before we get out of here. You use them anyway in an email to the Doug and Daddy Show, and Friday we draw out a winner for a large combo meal to Big Daddy's Deli. Daddy, you got something for me?
I'm gonna go with the Ohio State theme. Investigate.
Okay, Merritt. I like it. It's a good solid word.
Bullet.
Bullet? Investigate bullet. I'm going to go with investigate bullet. Supercalifragilistic. let's go with you got investigate bullet. Wow. I don't even know how to tie those two words together without saying NCIS, and that's not really a word. So investigate bullet. And I'll go with something. I'll go with something simple. Sonny, bullet, investigate. Those are your three words of the week. You use them any way you want in an email, and we'll read them on the air, and hopefully you'll be a winner. We are going to try and get Coach Randy Hubert on the show in the next 2 days. Could not make contact again. They're trying to practice at the Shrine Bowl, and the window didn't work out today. Mark Waller is scheduled to coach the North, and he is scheduled to be on the show tomorrow. We've got more guests on the program tomorrow as well. We want to thank Chad Martin, Tournament Director of the Cox Classic, and Doug Lemaurice from the Cleveland Plain Dealer for joining us today.
Hey, also on Thursday, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, said to join us. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.